Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome or welcome back to I'll Be Your Sister, the weekly podcast where I give you all the sisterly advice that you could ever need. It's me, Ellie Zeiler. I am kind of nervous to talk about these topics in this episode because it's something that's very much real and fresh in my life. So as you might know, if you've listened to past episodes of I'll Be Your Sister, one of my favorite topics to talk about is boys and is dating. I just find it so fascinating as a 20-year-old girl, the ins and outs of these men that we are dealing with in this day and age. And I also just feel like my friends also go through such similar experiences. So as I've been single and gone through different things, I have been in situationships, I've gone on many dates, I've really put myself out there, so I think I have a lot of advice to give about boys now. So today I wanted to talk about my list of red flags in guys to look out for, because if they're doing these things, just be warned, okay? And I wish I did not have to say that, but I had a situation that happened to me literally less than 10 hours ago that I wanted to talk about my list of red flags because I got played, and like I just need to tell you guys about it. I'm going to tell that story a little bit later. So first I wanted to go through my own personal list of red flags, but I think before we go through like my personal specific red flags that I think like you guys should really be looking out for, I wanted to talk about just some general red flags that I think literally anyone would agree with. And if a guy is doing this to you, please turn around and run, because again, this happened to me and I have made the decision this morning after talking to all my friends that I'm not going to go back to this guy and fall back into it. So I'm taking my own advice, and I'm just saying maybe you guys should take some advice too. All right, the first red flag in my opinion is when a guy is all talk. I was talking to this guy and he just wanted to be my pen pal, apparently, looking back on it. He just wanted to text me all the time and DM me all the time and Snapchat me all the time. Oh, low-key, something that should be on this too is when he wants to Snapchat you. I just think that Snapchat is so over. And if you're in high school right now and Snapchatting a guy, I do think that it's acceptable, even maybe like first year of college vibes. But at some point, Snapchat just gets to be this like demon app that I think all of the little creepy crawler guys are on and use it as a platform to make sure that none of what they're doing is traced. So just a warning that if you're in your 20s and the guy is using Snapchat, I would probably run. So going back to all talk is that he is all talk in the sense that like he's all talk in like the way that he's going to treat you, or all talk in the way that he's like going to make plans with you, or he just again wants to talk to you on the phone all the time. Like this situation, I've had guys that like again for months and months they just want to talk to me. And I had a situation where I was talking to this guy and he lives in a different state, and I had actually met him about a month ago. We were like at a same event together and we hung out. So we had met before. It's not like he just like was a made up human being, but we really, really got along. And he was the one that was texting me being like, I want you to come visit me. Like, I want you to come visit, blah, blah, blah. Like, I wish that you were here with me, things like that. Just schmoozing me, if you will. And I wasn't taking any of it seriously until I was like, you know what? I would go visit him. Let's see what he would do if the next time he said, I can come visit you, or I want you to come visit me, if I said actually yes, what he would do. So about a week ago, he said something along the lines of like, oh, I want you to come visit me. And I'm like, I'm down, I can come visit you. And he responded saying, oh, that's so cute. Which, in my opinion, number one, I think the word aw is the most condescending thing that you can say. Secondly, it just shows that this guy is all talk because he doesn't actually want any visiting to happen. He doesn't actually want to hang out with me. He just wants to, again, have a pen pal and just talk to me. So that is number one red flag, in my opinion. All right, next red flag is when I am doing the most. I am the first person to say that when things work out super seamlessly with a guy, or things are just really easy, or it literally goes like, he hits you up, he plans the date, you go on the date, it's great, no ghosting is involved, you then hang out a second time, you hang out a third time, and then you end up dating. Like, usually what I'm trying to say is that the two situations where I have actually dated someone and they have been full-on boyfriend-girlfriend relationships are when things just go seamlessly and I myself never had to question, or what I wrote down is like, do the most, in the sense of like, I never had to question if he liked me. I never had to wake up the next morning from the date and call all my friends and be like, well, what do you think that like he meant about this? Or what do you think, why do you think he said this? Or why is he not texting me about this? If whenever I am doing the most or talking too much about the situation or trying to figure things out too much, it just never works out for me. It never works out. It only works out if it's very seamless. I think something I also really had to realize is that if a guy wanted to date you, he fully would. The saying, if he wanted to, he would, is the most true saying in the whole world. If he wanted to date you, he would. If he wanted to just hook up with you, he would. If he wanted to hook up with you and ghost you, he would. So just take what he's doing, take the actions, and see his vibe from his actions, and don't do the most. Don't overcomplicate it. As soon as you are questioning him constantly, that's when you have to know that it's a red flag and it's most likely not going to work out. And I'm just saying this again because I really need to listen to my own advice with this. Okay, next on the list of red flags is when he's following a lot of girls, especially everyone. We're gonna take a look at, when you find a guy, we're gonna take a look at who he follows, and we're gonna see what kind of girls he follows. Because if they are all Instagram models, run. If you guys have ever watched Sex and the City, first of all, I think it is one of the best shows ever. It is so spot on, and I've learned so much from that show. So if you have not seen Sex and the City, this is your sign to watch it. But I have this thing where there are so many episodes and seasons of the show, but sometimes I will, or a lot of the times, I'll watch an episode and it matches up to my life perfectly. And basically, two nights ago, I was watching this episode, and it was called The Modelizer. And basically, it was this concept of guys that only date models in New York City. And the show was filmed, I want to say, like in the early 2000s. So it's definitely like a little outdated, but I can compare it to guys that only follow Instagram models, where it's kind of like, why are you following so many Instagram models? It's definitely not because you want to be friends with them or because you're looking for bikini inspiration for your someday new girlfriend. I just think that it's a red flag, and it really sucks saying this out loud because the guy that I got played yesterday was following a lot of Instagram models. And it's also hard because at the end of the day, like, No hate. Wait, hopefully I don't sound like I'm hating on models at all or Instagram models at all. I mean, it's literally what I do for my job as well. But I think that it's this concept of like, especially if he's making you feel like he needs to follow these Instagram models, or if he's liking other girls' posts while you guys are dating or while you guys are talking, it's kind of just like, why? Like, I had a situation happen where one of my friends was dating this guy for 3 years, and he was liking this Instagram model who had like 5 million followers. He was liking her bikini pictures, and she was like, why are you liking this girl's photos? First of all, we've been dating for 3 years. Secondly, do you think you have a chance with this girl? Like, what, like, actually, what is the point? Like, I'm right here. I'm your girlfriend. I'm so confused. So if he is following a lot of Instagram models, I think that it's a red flag. Also, seeing what kind of girls that they are, like the Instagram models, probably a red flag. And if he is liking all of their posts, definitely is a red flag. So the next red flag is if he only hits you up if you're posting a hot picture of yourself. If the only time that he is swiping up on your story is when you are posting a hot picture, it means that he is only looking at you in one way, and that is probably not the way that you want to be perceived. If we're just being honest here, I don't want to sound harsh, but I also need to think about this myself, is like, the guys that are swiping up on your stories and only responding to pictures of you looking hot, or like, first of all, guys see right through that. Like, I have multiple guy friends that tell me, like, when a girl is posting a hot picture and they can tell if it's for like just attention from guys, or if they're like genuinely posting a picture of themselves and like look great, versus like if they are posting a thirst trap and like want some attention, which is something that I'm really proud I did not do yesterday. I know we're really leaning into this story about yesterday, but it's just so fresh in my mind, which is I was going to add this guy to my close friends and post a picture of my friend showing that like I'm out. I've done it all. I've made like Finsta private stories on Snapchat with just, this was more in high school, so don't judge me now, but like, I feel like we've all done this, where we've made a private story with just the guy on it and posted something in hopes that like he'll swipe up. But at the end of the day, if he's only swiping up on things that you look hot in, or is like a thirst trappy picture, he is not looking to wife you up, and he is looking at you in a way that I'm sure you don't want to be looked at, if that makes sense. All right, the next red flag is if he doesn't introduce you to his friends. I think like this also goes along with like the concept of if he is not taking you out to places or like introducing you in the world, or I guess it even goes back to like he is not proud to be with you. If he's only inviting you over late at night to like watch movies, or is only inviting you to do things that are like just you two and not in actual public, this is a red flag. I feel like he should be introducing you to his friends within like 2 or 3 weeks, especially if you guys have gone on like many, many dates. I think it's a red flag if guys don't introduce you to his friends, or if they try to like keep you secluded from the world and keep your relationship really private and won't take you to like an actual restaurant and just like wants to go to a drive-through or wants to order in all the time. Like, he should be proud to want to be with you, of course, because you are the prize. This is also kind of a specific one, and this one has to do with, I think, in-person dating, which is if all he wants you to do is drink, or if he's constantly pushing drinks onto you or constantly wants to get you drunk. I also think that if you guys are listening to this and in college right now, I think like this is something to look out for in frat bros for sure, is if you can tell that like the only time they're professing feelings to you or giving you the time of day is when they are drunk or intoxicated. I think like it can go to a lot of things, but number one, I think that the reason that guys do that is because they are probably just scared or not, I don't want to say insecure, but like if a guy needs alcohol to be able to talk to you, you probably don't want to be with him, number one. And secondly, if you're on a date and a guy is constantly like, oh, why aren't you drinking? Like, drink more. Oh, let's get you another round. Oh, let's get you another drink. Let's like keep the party going. You can tell that like he's only looking for one thing, to be honest. And we're just being honest with ourselves. And I even think like first date, I feel like it's okay to like get a little tipsy and like have a drink and whatever. But I feel like by the second date, it should not, like you should hang out with the guy sober, if that makes sense. And if he is a frat bro that is only hitting you up when he is drunk, we all know what he's looking for. And it is probably not to make you his serious long-term girlfriend. This also goes along with if he is only texting you at night, he is also just looking for one thing, and that is not to be your friend. Just being honest here, ladies. If he's only texting you past 10 p.m. and on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, he looks at you, he is looking at you like an option, and you don't want to be an option. At least I don't want to be an option. Another red flag is when he calls his ex crazy or brings up his ex too much. I think like in general, this just means that he has not healed from his last relationship. And even like his old tendencies are even coming back. I was talking to this guy recently who like openly said like, oh yeah, like my ex and I were super toxic. And I just thought like, Ellie, let's just hear that sentence and run for the hills, because I personally don't want to be in a toxic relationship ever again. And this guy obviously has toxic tendencies. And yes, there are some girls out there that I think are definitely toxic, and like there's bad people everywhere. But I do definitely think that like when a guy is telling you, especially on the first couple of dates, talking about his ex and saying that she's crazy, you almost have to think like, what did he do to her to make her crazy? Because even still, I definitely think that like my exes could go back and be like, she's crazy. But I could instantly go back on them saying that and be like, I was crazy because you did this, or you were texting other girls, or you were hanging out with other girls and keeping it a secret. So I think anything that has to do with the ex. Also, I think this is a good tip for you guys and also myself that I've learned is going on dates is to just not bring up your ex in general. As much as we want to talk about it and get insight on the situation or even just like relate to people through bad experiences, I think like it is a red flag when people talk about their exes. So we have to put ourselves to the same standard. And you also never really want to go on a date and like hear about another girl, and guys definitely don't want to go on a date and hear about another guy. So I think we keep ex talk to like much later in the relationship. All right, so after going through all of these red flags, I really had to write down all of these and get them out, because basically what happened to me yesterday is there was a guy who about a week ago, he DM'd me and we were DMing for like, oh my gosh, I'm so dumb for thinking that this was like actually gonna be anything now looking back. Okay, I took all of these steps on all of these red flags and completely waved them. But basically, he DM'd me on Instagram about a week ago. I check his following. Obviously, it's all Instagram models. Obviously, in my head, I'm thinking like, oh, but I'm so different from all these girls that he's following. Like, he definitely is looking at me as like an actual option and like an actual wife. No, I was just being silly. So he DMs me and we start DMing, and then he asks for my phone number, which at least it wasn't Snapchat, so I thought we were getting somewhere here. He asks for my phone number. We start texting like 24/7 every single day for the past week, like in-depth things. Like, it's not just like one sentence text. We're texting like paragraphs back and forth. I'm really thinking that like this is a normal guy. And he keeps bringing up being like, oh, I'd love to do dinner. I'd love to do dinner. And I'm the one that like can't go to dinner. So like 2 or 3 days ago, he's like, oh, we should go to dinner tonight. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm busy. But we can do it the next night, blah, blah, blah. So yesterday he texts me in the morning and we're like going back and forth and texting. And he said to me, he's like, oh, later tonight, maybe after my game, hint, this guy is an athlete, which, oh gosh, Ellie, I'm so dumb for thinking these athletes could be any different, but I have yet to be proven wrong that they are different from one another. He texted me in the morning saying, I'd love to hang out tonight and get dinner tonight after my game. So in my head, I'm thinking, oh, I have a date tonight. We're actually hanging out tonight and we're actually going to dinner. So all day I'm telling everyone again, wow, I just went through all of these red flags. Let's just say I'm doing red flag number 2. I'm doing the most. I'm telling all of my friends what's going on. I'm over romanticizing this guy. I'm over romanticizing the situation. I'm like thinking about my outfit all day. I'm thinking about like the fact that I'm gonna have to redo my hair. Like, it's a whole thing. So at about 3 o'clock, his game finishes and he texts me and we start going back and forth and we're like texting about random things, not our plans. We're texting about random things for about 2 hours, and it hits 5 o'clock and I'm thinking like, okay, basically my plan was to go to a pre-dinner with my friend at 6 o'clock, and I figured he was gonna ask me to hang out at like 7 or 7:30 so I could go from hanging out with my friend and then she was gonna drop me off to whatever plan this was. Again, totally made up this whole plan in my head. This is not what he said at all. I just made it up in my head and told everyone that like I have a date tonight at 7:30 when he never really specified 7:30. So I was just making it up in my own head. So anyway, at this point, it's like 6 o'clock. I had gotten back from the gym and car wash, and I take a shower, get fully ready, FaceTime my friend, getting ready as if like I have a date. So what I don't understand about this guy is that we were texting every single day, 24/7 for the past week. And at 5 p.m., he just stopped texting me in the middle of our conversation. So I end up going to dinner with my friend, sitting at the table, like waiting on my phone, waiting for him to text me. And it literally turns like 8 o'clock and he still had not texted me. And in my head, I'm thinking, if he texts me anytime later than like 8 o'clock, actually the time in my head was like, if he texts me anytime later than 7:30, then like I'm not responding to him. But he did not text me all night. And I just was completely clowned. And I'm still a little bit confused because, again, we texted all week. And then as soon as like there are loose plans, it was like ghost mode, which is very confusing. But it also kind of goes back to the concept that texting means nothing or that he was all talk. So that's my story. And I think that going back last night, I'm very proud of myself because I went through all the things that I would have done in the past, which I was texting my friend being like, should I add him to my close friends on Instagram and show that like I'm out or show that like I'm doing something? Do I like post a picture? Do I text him and be like, are you down to hang out tonight? And you know what I did, guys? I hope that everyone's proud of me. I did nothing. I did not text him again. And I probably will never text him again because I think that it was very disrespectful what he did. All right, so that was just my short list of red flags. Again, I probably am going to make another episode about red flags and about guys because number one, this is my favorite topic to talk about. And number two, they are just such interesting people that especially when you're like in your teens and 20s and even 30s with dating, it is just so hard to figure out. And it is such a roller coaster of emotions. Like, 2 days ago, I was in the best mood ever because this guy was texting me 24/7. And now I woke up in a bad mood because I realized that I completely missed all of the red flags and over-romanticized it. So if you guys have any questions about these red flags or any dating questions, please DM me on Instagram. But I think after going through all of these red flags, just remembering that you are the prize. I hate saying that because it sounds a little like kitschy, but if a guy is doing any of these red flags that I just talked about, or if he is not treating you perfectly, at the end of the day, you should not want to be with him because you're the best and we are all getting through this together. But just never sell yourself short because we're all trying our best, but also, again, you should want to be with someone that treats you really well, which is why I will not be texting this guy that decided to randomly ghost me for no reason. All right, everyone. Again, this is the All Be Your Sister podcast. I am Ellie Zeiler. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you next week. Bye.